are listening to episode 299, Never Surrender. I am your host, Al Martinez, also known as Alpha Mike. We are going to discuss Never Surrender. That's the name of the episode. But we're going to put it in a perspective of a way of life, if that makes sense. I'll explain as we go along. If you're interested in firearms training, self-defense, self-protection training, call us at RaiderCopTAC.com. RaiderCopTAC.com. Our number is 813-942-7400. And if you want to get trained in a specific discipline, just let us know. Specific evolution in firearms, let us know, and we can discuss your specific plan in depth. Also, if you want to hear all our podcasts from number 1 to number 299, boy, we're right there at 300, huh? You can go to RaiderCop.com. That's RaiderCop.com. And there you can hear all our podcasts. Or you can go wherever you get your podcast. You can hear us also. So we always like to introduce our brand. At the end of the segment or the episode, we're going to also talk about our partners and how you can get in contact with them for additional firearms training in South Florida, New Jersey, or if you want a great, great firearms armorer or fabulous. That's another title we can give Pistol Pete. That's at the later, at the end of the episode. All right, now we have a little introduction for our introductions. So let me go real quickly. This is going to be our format from now on. I sign on, I tell you the name of the episode, the number of the episode. And if I'm hosting by myself or with a co-host, talk about our brand, which is Raider Cop Tac and Raider Cop. And then we go into the introduction. And the introduction is probably best described as common events, what is currently happening, or a special message I want to get out there. So now we've put a theme to that. We're going to play that in a minute. Then after we do the introduction, we go to the Word of God. I will pick a specific chapter or verse and chapter in the Bible and read it and explain it briefly. It's not going to be a sermon. It probably take less than 5 minutes. And once we finish that, we enter into the main event, which is why you're here. In today's episode, the main event will be Never Surrender. Once that wraps up, I do my closing remarks, which is usually what's up next, what is the next episode, talk about our partners, and whatever closing remarks I'm looking to give you guys. That would be the end of our podcast. Later in the year, we're going to start going into a video content. We're not there yet, but it's on the way. Be patient. I mean, I'll give you an example. I used to do these interviews over Skype, and it was pretty easy. You know, there was a couple of instruments that we needed in order to, you know, interview somebody via the phone lines. And today it's become so difficult because a lot of these companies have gone belly up after the COVID incident. So now it's a little bit more complex. I guess the industries out there want to make their fair share, to quote Uncle Joe. They want to get their fair share of the money in podcasting, because everybody and their mother has a podcast. When I first started podcasting in 07, it was 07, it was with a phone line. Real corny, but I remember we could line up guests from here to 10 miles away. They were lined up to get on, because nobody really knew what the hell podcasting was. And the audiences, you know, was based on your downloads, were huge, huge numbers in 07. But it was corny. You know, you didn't really have a lot of equipment. Then we went into the self-equipment era, where you kind of pasted everything yourself. It was enjoyable. You became a creator. Today, big corporate America's in there selling everything but their mother to get your podcast out there. So anyway, there's where we lie. All right, so let's start off, before we do our intro, with our introduction that you're going to hear every podcast.
America must win this war. Therefore, I will work. I will save.
And of course, that introduction comes from the great communicator, Ronald Reagan. I believe it's very true today. We must win this war. America must win this war. What war are you talking about? The war on politics. The war on our way of life. The war on our wallets. The war on our health, the war on our children, the war on our schools, the war on our jobs. And I could continue. That's the war we have to win, or we will lose the great country that we call America, the United States of America. We'll lose it. And I don't want to lose it. So it's a must. All right. Never Surrender is episode 299. We're going to start off with the powers of the media. The media in itself, not all of it, but the vast majority of it, are talking heads for the government, for the politicians, to regurgitate whatever they want you to know. Remember, 6 feet apart, wear a mask, 2 weeks for the curb, all the bullshit we heard in 2020. Well, couldn't really have done it without the help of the media in screwing everything up. So we can't continue this way as a society. Where do you go to get real information? Well, I'm not going to tell you go to this media outlet versus the other media outlet, because that might go bad too. But you need to do some self-examination yourself as to, let me get a list of informational sources, media informational sources, where I can read information or hear information and determine for myself how that affects my life and the life of my family, and is it reliable? I can only give you examples of what I do. I listen to Newsmax. I listen to Epoch Times, and I see Epoch Times TV. But I also will look at Forbes magazine, which they're not as conservative as they used to be, and I may look at one or two articles from mainstream media, specifically so I can self-examine what they're saying versus the outlets that I regularly review. You know, there's always two stories and somewhere in the middle is the truth. So it's a little bit more work, but it is worth it. And if whatever source you obtaining information does not back up their story, in other words, they're sitting there just saying hearsay, 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 that's a bunch of baloney. You need to really come into a plan. So what's next for us in this country? Well, we have an election coming up, which is valuable, important. We have the possibility, according to the FBI director, of terrorist threats that may happen in the homeland of the United States. We have to prepare for that, wherever that may be. We have to make sure our family are protected, ready, and we have all the necessary equipment and plans in place for the unexpected. But let's take a moment and look at our politicians. They basically, the vast majority, not all of them, but the vast majority, look at us as if we were imbeciles. They basically talk down to us. They tell us things that are totally illogical, and they make it sound convincing because we're too stupid to think for ourselves. I'll go back to the example of 2020. 6 feet apart, wear a mask, 2 weeks for the curb. We heard this regurgitated over and over. You know, I don't know about you, but we were on week three. I kept on saying, what happened to 2 weeks? And it would go on and on and on. And we were losing more and more of our rights for the COVID issue. We'll call it that. Today, 2024, finding a whole lot of information on the vaccine that was supposed to be the solution that today has become the problem. COVID is not even the problem. Now it's the fix. Vaccine, the boosters. And again, wherever you get your information, I get it from the Epoch Times, which has a section on health and medicine. It's phenomenal. I recommend it if you don't have a media source that concentrates on that. Their contributors are scientists and medical doctors, not just quacks. And they're basically telling you spike proteins, what happens, what's going on. Listen, let's put everything off the table. Let's talk something that might have affected you. From 2020, when COVID was around, to today, 2024, how many young people do you know have passed away? They're gone. And we can attribute it to 1,000 things. But you have to ask yourself the question, did the solution, which was the vaccine, cause these deaths? And you have your own answer. I don't need to give you the answer. So they talk down to us. They talk to us like we're bumbling idiots. They tell us things that are illogical. and we're supposed to just, like, things are just happening and with no explanation. Oh, a bridge fell. Boat, ship hit the bridge and it just fell. We're going to investigate. You don't ever hear anything. Nobody's ever held responsible for anything. It's just the way it is in America today. And it's absurd. The consistent gaslighting is absurd. If you make less than $400,000, you will not pay a penny in taxes. Bullshit. I don't make $400,000. My household doesn't make that amount. We paid $30,000 in taxes. $30,000. We're below the $400,000 Uncle Joe talks about. So I'm calling bullshit on this one. It's absurd. The gaslighting, the talking down to us. And now we're entering a political arena where you see one party all out assault on one candidate. Three, four indictments, excessive fines and penalties. We're all supposed to just say, hey, it's a fair election. Nobody has enough brains to see it as election interference. But there's where we are as a nation. We're supposed to just believe what we hear. Not allowed to think for yourself. And that's my intro. I'm tired of the gaslighting. I'm tired of the bullshit being regurgitated by the media over and over. Listen, if you hear one media outlet on an incident, whatever happened, listen to their words. They're all going to have that one caveat, that one word they're going to use. And you switch to channels and you're going to hear the same shit you heard on the other channel over and over and over again. It's like the script went out and they all have to read it. You know where else they do this? Communist countries like Cuba. Yeah. Prepared news information. This is what you have to read so that the citizens of communist Cuba can know. And we're doing the same thing here. Sad. No more journalism, investigative journalism, all bullshit. And I'm tired of it. But we're going to look at the main event, how to prepare for this. All right, now it's time for the word. So we're going to have you pick up your Bibles. We're going to turn to 2 Kings, chapter 13, verse 21. And give me a minute to get there myself. And it says, so it was, as they were burying a man, that suddenly they spied a band of raiders, and they put the man in the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he had revived and stood on his feet. Elisha was a great prophet together with Elijah. And basically what this verse says is there was a band of raiders coming towards the cemetery where they were burying people, and these raiders would come and loot these dead bodies for whatever personal belongings they might have buried them with. And when they buried this man, they, in other words, just threw him in a grave pit. And this man that was dead touched Elijah, his tomb. And the dead man stood on his feet. The power of God. Now, of course, if you're not a believer, you're standing there and you're saying, "Yo, well, I like to see that." Well, guess what? You weren't around in those times to see it. There was no Instagram. So you either believe the word or you don't. That's the way it is, my friends. That's the way it is. All right. Now it's time to get this small bus, the circus going, my clowns, because you're going to hear episode 299, Never Surrender. Let's get going. The act of surrendering is giving up. And what we're discussing here today specifically is not giving up. Thus the name, Never Surrender. Recently, former President Donald Trump, number 45, was taken into custody and arrested in. They provided the American population with his mugshot. And, of course, Donald Trump, being who he is, took that mugshot and started raising political contributions by signing the mugshots and putting on the bottom of it, "Never Surrender." People less than him would have given up at that point when they did the excessive fines or fees for his appeal, $400 million. Now the appellate court said, "No, $175 is good." Still excessive. Okay. Supreme Court has ruled that excessive fines is unconstitutional. But nothing to see here. Just keep on passing all the red lights and accelerate. Never surrender means the will to survive. In order to achieve the will to survive, you're either going to survive a life event so critical that it might cost you your life, like an attack, like happened in Israel on October 7th, or our 9/11. You might see or find yourself, God forbid, in that position that you have to continue to survive. And you'll do everything you can to go back to your family. But you also might just have to survive the political climate. You might have to just survive the way things are today as they get worse. Whatever never survive means to you today and in the future is what we're discussing. So here's four things you're going to need, in my opinion. You're going to need to train. whether it's in self-defense, self-protection, firearms, escape plan, how to, with no drinking water, how can I drink water? Get a plan going. If there's no food, how am I going to eat? Get a plan going and train in it. Make sure that your plan is workable, ready. It has readiness capabilities. That the things happen, you go into your plan and it's a fail. So train. Very important. Plan. It's time to plan. And when we say plan, that means everybody that's in your group, which is probably going to be one thing for sure, and that's family. But it should also be community. Community could be translated as the community that you live in and the church that you go to, or the school that your children go to, or the place that you might work. Those could be communities. So it's going to be family and community are going to be part of your plan for survival. All those individuals, whether they're in family, which would be group A, and group B being community, all have to work together for survival. The never surrender spirit. Perform is number three. Perform. You've got the plan, you're doing the training, now you got to perform to make sure it works. Did you buy a gun? Can you shoot that gun at 30 yards, 20 yards, 100 yards? No. I got it in the box still. Just do the rounds have that velocity to work at maybe 80 yards? Have a plan, get to training, and now we need to perform to make sure that the training and the plan are workable and you can have readiness capabilities when something goes wrong. And now that we've done all three of those elements, the fourth one is repeat. We're going to do it again and again and again. You know, the only way you could survive any catastrophe, in my opinion, is through the presence of God and having that relationship with God. Scripture tells us that any man that depends on another man is evil. Your dependency should be on God. But we live in times that, unfortunately, more and more people are taking God and putting him on the shelf because they think they have the answer. Even what I'm telling you might not be the answer, but it's better than doing nothing. How many of those Jewish citizens in Israel on the morning of October 7th, before the incident occurred, dreamed that they would be attacked by an enemy force, taken hostage, killed, maimed, raped, murdered? None of them. But it happened. And they had a plan. Their military would protect them. Their government would protect them. But something happened. And we can't just sit around and think that our government's just going to protect us. There's a lot of reviewers out there on YouTube that are spot on They beg the question. They're asking questions to get you, the listener, to think, is the police department that serves you capable? Do they have a readiness signal? If there is a huge incident that happens in your jurisdiction, can that police department handle that? And if there are multiple incidents at the same time, do they have the capability for that? Is there a plan? It's time to start asking, folks. Not guessing. It's time to start asking those people that are making six figures, hey, are we up and running? What's the story here? Remember the shooting in Las Vegas? How the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, they were dumbfounded where the shots were coming from at first. And then there was a lot of officers that kind of thought it was coming from a specific area, but it was actually the echo of the round. And there was a lot of confusion. Eventually, a couple of those deputies think positively that they saw gun flashes coming from windows. But guess what? They didn't have the armament to return fire of what they thought was gun flashes. They didn't have it. They didn't have that rifle that could shoot over 600 yards. Are we ready? It's a question that needs to be asked. Okay? Or are we going to think about this imaginary force that's going to fly in from God knows where and it's all going to protect us? Or the incident that happened in Russia that took over 100 people. 4 terrorists, or whatever you want to call them, killed over 100 people and burned down the building, the theater they were in. 4. Is the police department where you live ready? Is your politician up for the scrutiny of that question? It's important. It needs to be asked, and we can't play around anymore. To recap, there's 4 parts to this plan. Train, have a plan, perform it, and repeat it over again. In other words, if you need to add a little bit more training, do that. If you have to change your plans, do that. Adapt, overcome, perform it, make sure it works, and be ready. When we also say plan, remember, everybody in Group A and B, which is your family, Group A and B, your community, they should know the plan. Those that want to be a part of your group. Because without communication, no one's going to know what to do. Okay? I often tell my wife, I don't do well in civilian world after 27 years in law enforcement. Because in law enforcement, the information has to be, it is critical and it has to be correct. Because if it's not correct, people get hurt. People may die. People may escape. Bad things happen. But in the civilian world, it's close enough. Don't worry about it. It's crazy. So 4 things to our plan. Train, plan, perform, and repeat. TPPR. We want you to get that going. All right, now we're going to wrap up our show today. And I always talk about our partners, Pistol Pete, the gunsmith down in Miami. This guy's phenomenal. If your guns are not up to specs and you think that they can might not be reliable. You know, it jams a lot. I think you need to get with Pistol Pete the gunsmith. But if you're not in Miami, you don't have to worry. All you have to do is look up Pistol Pete the gunsmith on Google. He's on Facebook. You can get his phone number. Give him a call. He'll explain to you how to legally send you send your gun. He'll receive it, fix it up based on your specifications, and send that right back to you. In my safe, I have a gun that Pistol Pete worked on when I was in law enforcement. And the components that he changed are still there today. If shit goes bad, out of all the guns I have in that safe, I'm grabbing the one Pistol Pete worked on. Also, if you're in the New Jersey area and you're looking for gun training, and especially the CCW training that's happening in New Jersey, CARIS, better known as Kilo Sierra, the information is down in the show notes. A reliable, very good professional firearms instructor for more than 20 years. And if you're down in the South Florida area, AAA the gunsmith, AAA Gun Safety, Amado, he's down there. You can look him up at AAAGunSafety.com and you can get real good training as well. And don't forget, we're up here in the Tampa Bay area, Raider Cop TAC, TAC.com. And you can always call us at 813-942-7400. I apologize for sounding like Elmer Fudd still, but remember I had oral surgery back in March 1st. And coming along very well, but pronunciation still an issue on certain things. So I'm trying my best. All right, up next, we have episode 300, and that's going to probably, now they could be reversed, but for right now, this is what's going to go down. Episode 300 is going to be Wellness with Eminem. And we're going to have a show just on wellness, some of the things to get de-stressed. And that will be episode 300. In episode 301, Bolo, remember when I say Bolo, we're interviewing somebody? Fidel Gonzalez and his art, which consists of paintings and pictures that he restores, beautiful works of art. And we're going to have Fidel on. All our Bolo shows consist of former law enforcement officials, either in the sworn capacity or civilian capacity, or supporters of law enforcement. They're either active or retired. And so we're bringing these people to you just to get away from the everyday nonsense that we're seeing on television. And I don't want to be a part of that nonsense on a continuous basis. So we're going to be doing a Bolo episode every month. And this one in April is going to consist of, Fidel Gonzalez Art. And that's the name of the show. So there you have it. As always, continue to pray for yourself, because without you, we have nothing. Continue to pray for your family, your community, the law enforcement agencies that serve you. And most importantly, continue to pray for the United States of America. I am Alpha Mike, Al Martinez, and I'll see you downrange. Oh, and get a kick out of our closing banner on the way out. See you soon.
As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Thank you.